name is Carrie, and my name is Carrie Schaefer, and I am a totally blind college student in Southern California, and I'm here to talk to you today about the Victor Reader Classic Plus, the new features in the software release of version 3.1. Okay, I am here to talk about the not so much the Victor Reader Classic Plus, because that's been reviewed before on Blind Cool Tech, but I'm here to talk about the folks at VisuAid, or at HumanWare Canada, have released an upgrade to the software that powers, or that runs the DayZ player, and that is version 3.1. The last version that was released was version 3.07. 3.1 was released, in February or March, I believe is when it was released. It may have been January or February, only a few months ago, and they have added some different features to the Victor Reader Classic Plus software for that. So what I'm going to do is just show you, first of all, the announcement that you get that has been changed. When you turn on your unit, it would say welcome to, and then it would say the name of the player, like Victor, welcome to Victor Vive, or welcome to Victor Reader Classic Plus, welcome to whatever the player was. Well, they have since then changed that, and this is what you will hear.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Volume 10.
Let me go ahead and turn it off and do it again.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Now you hear the welcome to Victor Reader for all models. That has been changed. One of the things that they have added is they have added a key describer function, which was, if any of you have tested or have are familiar with the Victor Pro, they had an actual key on there that you would press and it would turn on key describer mode. That wasn't on any of these models, and so they have now added that in there. If you press the zero key, which is on your numeric keypad in between the cancel and confirm or star, either that, your cancel and confirm or star and pound keys, if you press the zero key and hold it down for a couple of seconds, it will turn it on if you have a disc in there. When now, because I have no disc, it's defaulted to the key describer. The other thing, what I also wanted to let you guys hear is another thing they have added is when you are charging your unit now, it used to just say power cord or charging, something like that, and it didn't tell you how much time you had to wait for it to fully charge. Now it will tell you charging battery, so many hours. I'm going to plug the unit in now, and I'll let you hear what it sounds like when you plug it in and when you unplug it. That means the unit has been plugged in. That means the unit has been unplugged. I'll plug it back in. And let's go in and press info and see what it tells me about my battery charge, how long I need to charge it for.
Info, 0, English, North America. Power cord operated. Remaining charge time, 7 hours, 13 minutes. About Victor Reader, version 3.1.25, model 103, Classic Plus, 1, user key, play, stop.
Now, what that just told me, that's a new feature. If you are a member in the United States of America, or in the United States, of Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, it will tell you the number or the user key, number of user keys that you have on the disk. So it will do that. That's a nice thing. It will also tell you, as you heard, my battery charge time. Okay, I've already charged it for 3 hours. It takes about 10 hours to fully charge it. I've got another 7 hours and, I don't know, 15 minutes or some odd minutes to go before the battery is fully charged, which is another nice thing to have it tell you. Another thing that they have added is key number 7 in version 3.07 would just tell you, it would say menu. And they were saving that for this release, and they have added features for that. So if I press the menu button.
Menu, navigation and playback. Playback, normal.
Now you have, it says navigation and playback. You have playback. Let's see what you can do with this.
Loop.
You can loop the playback.
Normal.
Or go to normal. Loop means it'll just like keep repeating it and stuff like that. If you go down.
Time jump. 1 minute.
They had a time jump in version 3.07, but you couldn't really tell it, like, how much time. Now you can. If you use your right arrow, you go.
5 minutes.
You started at 1 minute, you're at 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
1 minute.
And you're back at 1 minute. So you can jump ahead as far as time goes. If I go down.
Playback. Normal.
You're back at playback. If,
skip all, play.
Now I hit menu again and it says skip all, play. With this I can
skip. On demand. Custom. Play.
You can play. If I go down.
Footnote. Play.
You have a footnote. Once they get more into DAISY, if they start marking and telling you that they have footnotes and start marking them up correctly, you can tell it you want to play the footnote.
Skip.
Skip the footnote.
On demand.
On demand.
Play.
Or just continue, you know, play it again.
Page number. Play.
You have the option now, if the producers of these books start marking them up correctly, you can have it tell you the page numbers or...
skip.
Or skip telling you the page numbers. You can have it do that.
Producer note. Play.
This, I have never seen this in a DAISY book, but that doesn't mean it won't be in the future. Producer note, which is another thing you can, again, play or skip it, or I think on demand.
Skip. On demand. Play.
And that's it for that.
Sidebar. Play.
You have a sidebar if they choose to mark that up correct. You know, when they start getting more into it, you can play, skip, or on demand.
All. Play.
And then you have all play.
Skip.
Skip.
On demand.
On demand.
Custom.
This one you have a custom, which I haven't seen done yet, but that doesn't mean it won't in the future.
Play. Footnote. Play.
Okay, and I think...
navigation and playback. Playback.
We're
normal.
Done with that. So if I press the star key...
leaving menu.
It goes out. Another thing you can do is another thing called... if I go to the insert...
bookmark. Bookmark.
Another thing you can do, I haven't actually done this yet, is you can start, you can like highlight text and it'll say start highlight. You press the bookmark key a few times, it'll say start highlight bookmark and then end highlight bookmark. And with that, you can like highlight text in a certain, you know, tell it, highlight a block of text that you want to go back and read. It wasn't just where you can, it used to be you could just put bookmarks at certain spots. Well, now you can do a certain block of text and then have it say, you know, play that certain block of text. When you put in a book, that's a DAISY book, it'll tell you that. If you put in anything else, I believe it will just categorize it as other audio. It won't tell you for sure, what, you know, the other audio, it won't tell you what it is, but you have the option of doing the other audio. It categorizes it as other audio. What I wanted to do is show you, I have in front of me a trial DAISY book, which I picked up at CSUN. I'm going to now put this in the CD drive, and we'll see what happens if it comes up.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
And it came up and told me it was The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Now, this one, with the book in, I'm able to go ahead and press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
It says go to bookmark.
Insert bookmark.
This is pretty standard. Insert bookmark.
Start highlight bookmark.
This is what I was talking about a few minutes ago, where you can start highlight bookmark.
Bookmark list.
And once you start the highlight bookmark, it will allow you to... then it'll present you the end highlight bookmark. This is the bookmark list.
Remove bookmark.
It says remove bookmark.
Go to bookmark.
Okay, so let's press play.
Invalid entry.
Oh, press play anyway.
Brown, which brought the figure of...
Now, I was listening to this earlier, so it didn't start me at the very beginning. But if I want to... Go
to page. 1.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Irving Washington. Editor J.B. Lippincott and Company, prepared for the University of Virginia.
I'm just going to skim through this.
The Legend.
I'm going to skim through this.
Postscript.
And I'm just navigating with the
footnotes. The whippoorwill is a bird.
Let's see if I can.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark.
Okay, I'm going to press...
1. Start position set.
Which is only heard at night. It receives...
Now I'm going to keep
going. ...its name from its note. Which is thought to resemble those words.
I'm going to stop it.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. End highlight bookmark.
And I'm going to do this. Whoops.
Highlight bookmark. 1. Inserted.
End of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Irving Washington.
I'm going to go back.
And footnote. By Irving Washington. Editor...
Going to add another one.
Go to bookmark. Insert. Start highlight bookmark. 2. Start position set.
J.B. Lippincott and Company, prepared for the University of Virginia Library Electronic Text Center.
Going to.
Go to bookmark. Insert book end. Highlight bookmark. Highlight bookmark. 2. Inserted.
Copyright.
Now going
eight.
To.
Go to bookmark.
Go to bookmark.
1.
Heard, which is only heard at night. It receives its name from its note, which is thought to resemble those words.
Now, what happened when I just did that, I went to go to book. I created a highlight bookmark, and what it just played me was the block of text that I highlighted, like I spoke about earlier. So that's a great tool if you're in school or even if you're just studying for something or whatever the case might be. It's great to be able to... You know, as a teacher's reading, which I've had this happen, a teacher will say, go to this paragraph, and, you know, pay attention to this part or whatever, and classmates will be able to take out a highlighter and highlight their books as the teacher's going along. It takes a little bit more getting used to, but you can do that, so which is great. You're able to do that. So I am going to...
Go to bookmark. Insert book. Start highlight book. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark. 9999999. Bookmarks in this book. Removed.
Okay, what I did is
end
I...
of The Legend.
Okay, what I did was I went to remove bookmark, and if you press 9, you press 9 about 5 times and then press play, it will get rid of all of your bookmarks, if that's a little tip that anybody didn't know. Now you do. So, that'll do that. I'm going to eject this book.
Eject.
And it's going to spit it out at me. What I also wanted to show you is that you can have a book or a CD, I'm sorry, with multiple books on it and show you how the player just navigates through that. I don't know. I can't remember if that's been shown or not. But this is actually the JAWS demo, which they have talked about, where you're able to put the demo into any DAISY player, and it will play the DAISY material, which I did, and it does. So I'm going to do that now. This is the JAWS demo. It's spinning up.
Ten books.
Hello, my name is Dan Clark.
And what you heard is the first book on the CD. There are 10 of them. So the key number 1 on the numeric keypad acts as your bookshelf key. If you press it,
bookshelf, 10 books.
Hello, my name is Dan Clark.
Okay, and I press the right arrow.
Welcome to the JAWS for Windows 7.0 What's New recording, and this is our second What's New DAISY book that we've created, the first one being the 6.0 release last year, and my name is Eric Damery.
They probably could have done a better job had they clipped it off with Welcome to the 7.0 What's New recording and stopped it there. That would have been a little bit better, but, you know, that's just them. Going on.
New portable column and row titles in Excel.
That was clipped very nicely. Going on.
Using custom labels in Microsoft Word and Internet Explorer.
Going on.
Using the custom label summary feature in Microsoft Excel. How to use the place marker and custom page summary features to improve internet efficiency. Skim reading with JAWS. Creating custom schemes for the Speech and Sounds Manager. Document presentation and HTML element selection.
Hello, I'm Brian Hartgen from TNT Consultancy Limited in the United Kingdom.
Hello, my name is Dan Clark.
And we've wrapped through to the beginning of the list of books. This is just the JAWS demo. Like I said, that I picked up at CSUN a couple of days ago. And this will play on any DAISY player that you have. You can just take a JAWS. I'm sure this will apply also to the full version of JAWS. If you just after, I believe it's after, I believe it starts with 7.0, I think is what they said. If you have version 7 and you have a CD, it will play on any DAISY player. I'm going to eject now. And it's going to spit it back out. And I'm going to put in a an audio CD because I wanted to show you what it will do if you use your menu key, and I'm going to stick it in there.
Other audio.
Track. See, I just
one.
Put in an audio CD, and it said other audio. So if you have an MP3 CD, an audio CD, something like that that's not DAISY related, it'll categorize it as other audio. It won't get any more specific than that. So if I press play. And I go ahead and stop that. And I can press my number 7 for menu.
Menu, navigation and playback. Playback, normal.
And let's press
loop.
Okay, now I'm going to
selected.
I'm going to press
selected.
Yep.
Select.
Okay, I just pressed. I'm going to press the right arrow.
3. 4.
Now I'm going to go in.
Menu, navigation and playback. Playback. Loop, random. Normal. Loop, random.
Now I'm going to press, it gives you random, so I'm going to select it.
Selected. Leaving menu.
I'm going to press play. And it went back to track 1.
17.
Now it's
make the work.
It's 4. 20. 21. 8. 6. 2. 3. 15, 9, 22.
Which is just kind of like a, you know, an MP3 player or a CD player when you kind of shuffle play, or using Winamp when you shuffle play. The random option will allow you to just shuffle the play. Loop will just keep playing it. So, random will allow you to shuffle that and keep playing the list, which is pretty cool. If you have an audio CD and you want to do that, you can do that.
Menu, navigation and playback. Playback, random.
Now I'm going to go back.
Normal.
And select this.
Selected. Selected. Leaving menu.
And I'm going to... You can send me back to where it's supposed to be. Actually.
One.
Now it's going back to...
Two.
See, now it went back to the normal way of playing that, which is nice. It's nice to be able to do that. You may notice that the speech that you're getting from the unit itself is a little bit faster than you would normally kind of expect from the, unit. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a way you can change that. You kind of have to get used to the speech of the unit itself. Which isn't too bad. I mean, it's not horrible, and I have great respect for the way that these folks at HumanWare Canada have done this. But they did a great job with this. You can go to the HumanWare Canada website, which is www.humanware.ca. And look under, I believe there's a link under the Victor Reader Classic Plus. It'll tell you about all the new features and stuff like that. Or if you go under the updates, I believe it's software updates or something like that, it'll give you an option of using the, of looking for the model number that you want. And then it'll tell you all the new features and stuff like that. They do have an audio manual for this, so if you get a hold of HumanWare Canada, their number is 1-888-723-7273, and they could probably let you know where to find that or help you, assist you in getting that. They do have that for this particular unit. Like I said, I really didn't want to go into real detail about the unit itself because that had been done in a previous podcast for Blind Cool Tech. But this has been my first podcast, so please bear with me on that. Hopefully I will be able to do future podcasts. I'm a college student, so I don't get a whole lot of time. I have listened to a lot of the podcasts and thoroughly enjoyed them. So hopefully this is enjoyable and helpful to some people. And that is it. I'm going to shut Victor off. And hopefully this has been helpful to somebody. See you next time.